It's the middle of the week. Got a little treat. It's a podcast. Another aha podcast. Ooh, it's the middle of the week. And we got a little treat. It's a podcast. Another aha podcast. Hello, everyone. We are having a fancy cheese dinner.
It's dinner time.
It's Tuesday cheese day.
Dinner time with Holly and Adam. I'm not going to release this.
Cheese podcast day.
We're not releasing this till like what Wednesday or Thursday, so it's kind of irrelevant what day it is. But that's okay. We're having a cheese plate for dinner, and Adam wanted to podcast it for some reason.
We're having a cheese. All right, I'm going to try
one
of these.
We'll make this short. Let's explain what we have as a spread here first. Okay, well, if you hate it, you don't have to eat it.
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
You just keep gagging at the smell, so I think you've already decided you don't like it.
I don't know yet.
Let's explain what we have. So we have a cheese, like, board, and then we also have a plate of extra stuff to go with the cheese. So on the plate, we have, like, some kind of multigrain crackers, some kind of, like, buttery-looking crackers, a pear, an opal apple,
mm-hmm.
and opal. Salami out of a bag that Adam keeps gagging at because for some reason he doesn't like it. No, I'm
still
explaining.
Oh, you want to explain the cheese. Okay.
And then we have three different cheeses. We have two hard cheeses and a soft cheese. Mm-hmm. The soft cheese is Port Salut.
Salut.
S-A-L-U-T. The second cheese is Aged Havarti. And the third one is Bethmale Vache. I don't know what any of that means.
Malevache. I don't know. But I put the rhymes on there, too, so you can see.
Yeah, the rind on the soft one is like right. Looks like plastic.
So let's try these. I'm going to try the salami
first.
Okay,
I'll just do the salami, because you put a lot of it on this plate, considering you don't like it. Oh, God, it smells like vomit.
I know, right? It tastes good.
It tastes better than it smells.
Yeah. I'm into it.
It's all right. Mm.
It's serious salami.
It's not my favorite.
I
do feel a little bit like I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to get a cracker.
Which cracker you got?
This is the Cabaret Buttery Cracker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. It's got some issues with that. I'm going to get some of this Port Salut. This is the most expensive.
These are big crackers, by the way. These are like...
Well, let me get the little cheese spreader.
Oh, yeah. For the soft cheese, we can spread it on. Save some of the whatever.
This is like, oh, the texture is so good on this.
It's really smooth. You can tell. I'm only going to use like a half a thing of it so that I can have some for later. Because, yeah, I feel like cheese, the price of cheese does often correlate with how good the cheese is. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, this is good cheese.
My hands are greasy from this buttery cracker already, so even if the cheese is bad, I'm going to be fine. All right. Describe the cheese.
It's very mellow.
It's really mellow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
it's a buttery cheese. Then I'm going to be the cracker, too.
Yeah. That's the cracker. Mm-hmm.
It's very smooth. It's, like, the texture is like butter almost.
It's a little thicker than butter, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's really good.
That's good.
Port Salut. 10 out of 10.
Port salad. All right, I'm going to take this multigrain cracker. It's like fancy seed.
I have an apple as a palate cleanser.
Oh, yeah, palate cleanser. Eat
opal,
an apple.
It just tastes like apple. All right, we're going to get a multigrain cracker.
It's a good apple, though. We're going to go the Havarti.
All right, we'll do Havarti. I'm going to put a little bit of this in here. Yeah, another one of the salams.
Are you going to do a salam? I'm going to do one bite, because these are little salams. I'm going to do one bite without the salam and then one bite with a salam.
Mm-hmm. Let's try it without first.
All right, Havarti.
Don't breathe in while you're biting it, though.
All right, so I'm tasting the cracker more than the Havarti. Because there's sesame seeds in it.
I smell it. The Havarti, it has a familiar smell.
Yeah, you've probably had Havarti before.
Mm.
That's why. I'm not sold on the salami.
No. Mm-mm.
It's weirdly sweet in like a terrifying way. I hope you didn't pay a ton of money for it. No.
It wasn't a ton, but it was some money.
I mean, I'll continue to eat it, but I'm not happy about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try the Havarti on the butter cracker.
Okay.
We got a little piece of pear here.
Mm-hmm. It's like a green Bartlett pear.
Mm-hmm.
I've just realized our microphone is quite far away from us.
All right. Yeah, Havarti's regular. I didn't want to get very strong cheeses.
I like strong cheeses. I don't like moldy cheeses.
Right. The strong, like, the soft one we got is very mild.
Mm-hmm.
The Havarti is Havarti.
I like a strong, hard cheese. I don't like a strong, soft cheese.
Right, right. Mm. This would be good on sandwiches, this Havarti.
That pear's really good.
Uh-huh, it's soft.
I forgot how much I like pears.
I like the Havarti a lot. Just a Havarti on a cracker.
Yeah. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I might do a little different thing with this Beth Malé whatever one. I'm just going to eat some of the cheese because you sliced it really thin and I'm afraid it's going to get overwhelmed by a cracker.
That's a good plan. I'm going to smell it first. It's a little stinky.
Mm.
It's a little feet smell.
It's really mild. It's like a mild Swiss. It's super mild.
No, I mean, it's very, very small hint of sweet smell.
I think you just intentionally purchased all of the mildest cheeses that they had inadvertently. You intentionally, inadvertently purchased all the mildest cheeses they had.
No.
Okay. It's good. It's kind of Swissy. Kind of goody. I don't have that many, like, touchstones for what cheeses taste like, so. You don't like it?
No, I'm still tasting it.
Mm. You're not giving me a face like you did with the other ones that you really like it.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's a very average cheese.
Mm-hmm. Big winner is Port Salut.
Port Salut.
Loser is salami.
So weird salami. What's the brand of salami? We should actually tell people not to buy this.
Yeah.
It is a Busetto dry salami nuggets. You know what? Maybe nuggets was the indicator here that you shouldn't buy it. But now we've learned. And yep. I'll eat it. It's not that bad. I'll eat it.
All right. Thank you all for joining us. Oh, I wanted to say happy birthday to my brother.
Oh, happy birthday, Shane. What if I, like, called him Sean? I was like, happy birthday, just really in earnest. Like, happy birthday, Sean.
No, that'd be awful.
My brother-in-law, Sean.
Don't do that.
whom I've definitely met more than once.
Did you meet him once?
Yeah. He went to his apartment, dude. Remember when we were in Pennsylvania that one time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that dog was around.
Little guy.
Yeah.
Mr. S.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Happy birthday, Shane.
Happy birthday. We ate cheese without you.
But we got it for you. I was going to get the heck toast. I sent him a picture
of that
one.
Oh, you didn't get it. Why didn't you get it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I already, like, I was like, oh, this is, I got these other cheeses.
Mm-hmm. Next time, don't get the salami and get the heck toast.
Yeah. I was going to get it. I took a picture of it and sent it to him.
All right. Thank you for joining us for Tuesday.
Ten minutes of cheese.
Tuesday. It's a thing.
Tuesday?
Tuesday. It's like when we eat food on a Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.